Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The President, Michael D. Higgins, has sympathised with the people of Críosach in County Donegal today for showing a great example of solidarity after tragedy as he attended the funerals of three people today who died in last week's blast. The President returned to Ireland from Strasbourg and attended the funeral of James O'Flaherty this morning before attending the funeral of Catherine O'Donnell and James Monaghan this afternoon. Now, Drive Time's John Cook was there and he joins me now from Críosach. John, the President visited the devastated village itself this afternoon for the second funeral that took place there.
That's right, Cormac. President Higgins met with locals in Críosach as he attended the funeral of 39-year-old Catherine O'Donnell and her son James Monaghan. We know by now that Catherine and her son James were in the queue for the post office at Lafferty's shop after James had got off the school bus last Friday afternoon when this tragedy struck. His classmates from Mulroy College Secondary School stood in a guard of honour in their uniforms outside St Michael's Church as hundreds of other mourners stood in silence, some hugging each other again for strength and comfort as the heartbreaking sight of two hearses and two coffins arrived side by side. The parish priest of Críosach, Father John Joe Duffy, noting that Catherine and James were side by side in front of the altar, as they always were and always will be now, he said. Also, he said they'd be together with James's little sister, Paige, who had died before them, and some grandparents had gone before them too. He offered sympathies, as did President Higgins, on behalf of the state, as well as other government representatives, to Catherine's daughter, Sinead, mother, Margaret, her partner, Charlie Flood, and James's dad, Chris Monaghan, as well as grandparents and other relatives, as you'll hear.
When we think of James, if we think of a plane that is slowly taxiing down a runway, about to take off. That was James. He was just a child, taxiing down the runway, about to take off into his teenage years. And, of course, his first experience of beginning those teenage years, after much debate, and I can imagine what that debate would have been like between James and his mother. Those of you that knew them would know the debate, what the debate would be like, and Granny and Charlie and Chris, about getting to his first disco in Dodge, where he got to recently. He was just about to launch into life. So it is no wonder, under such circumstances, words fail us. Catherine was bubbly. She was full of life. She was very intelligent and she loved parties. She loved organising parties. Just someone who was full of life, full of, as a glam, they call it, if you're glamorous. She was a glam lady. She loved shopping. Catherine was a loving mother, loving partner and loving daughter and sister. And if that meant staying up for hours, staying online, as she did recently, to get tickets to go to Garrett Brooks, which she did. It was painful, I know, Charlie, but you had to put up with it because she was determined she was going.
I'm just jealous of the angels around the throne.
For all who have died, especially Catherine and James, may the Lord embrace them and his love forever. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For all of us who grieve the death of a person we loved so dearly, may we continue to draw inspiration and blessing from their life. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
So sometimes, dear friends, we do not need words. We need God and we need one another. We need prayer and we need community. Críosach, maybe out of all of this suffering and pain, has given a gift to the rest of the world. a new understanding of what it means to be community. The strength of our people in tragedy has set a template for the world of how even amidst the greatest pain and grief, we are strongest when we rely on each other, support one another, and community spirit and prayer will conquer even the darkest and most difficult hours.
The funeral of Catherine O'Donnell and her son James Monaghan there, and sadly another funeral taking place earlier today, John, in another Donegal community. It's incredible, really.
It is indeed. It's still so hard to comprehend for so many people, and sadly, Cormac, as we know, there are more funerals to come. 48-year-old James O'Flaherty was laid to rest in his wife Tracy's home place in Shapewell Nave Muirra na Dirabioga in West Donegal Gaeltacht, making his final journey from his family home in Dunfanaghy. His wife and 12-year-old son Hamish travelling in the hearse with him, as Hamish held a wooden cross with his dad's name outside the church. President Michael D. Higgins made his arrival on his return from Europe to be with them in their grief and to offer the sympathies of the nation. A native of Sydney, Australia, James is mourned by his brother John, who watched from abroad, as well as Tracy's family, the O'Donnells, and friends and work colleagues, some who travelled from America, we heard, to be there for James's funeral today. We know that James was at the petrol station in Lafferty's fueling his car Friday afternoon. He went in to pay for it, telling his 12-year-old boy he'd be back soon. And an Tathar Brian O'Farrey spoke about Hamish being a brave and courageous young boy today. And I know everybody very relieved that Hamish survived and was not in that shop at the time of this dreadful and devastating tragedy. Hamish was extremely brave and just amazingly inspiring as well, Cormac, as he asked to say a few words to the congregation at the church, as you're going to hear very shortly. Also, he prompted an Tathar Brian O'Farrey when he was lost for words a few times in the sermon, and the symbols of his life, or his dad's life, that were brought up, which were a family portrait, a box of chocolates, and the Roald Dahl book Flying Solo, which we heard was the last book that Hamish and his dad were reading a couple of pages each night. First, an Tathar Brian O'Farrey spoke of James' love and devotion to his family.
James loved sharing memories and experiences, and he was all about experiences. The family had a wonderful family trip to Paris at Easter, and then himself and Hamish, their last holiday together, went to Billund and to Legoland and to Hamburg, and they had a ball there. They enjoyed that, and that was just in last August. James lived for Hamish and for Tracy. He was fully committed to both of you, and you were inseparable as a family. And he always held Tracy's hand, always there with you. And Kangal Gra Ganskilu. We've all heard, and it was mentioned, that he enjoyed his golf, and that when he was in Edinburgh, that he played quite a bit of golf. And when he arrived back in Ireland here, I understand that even though the golf course was on his doorstep there in Dunfanaghy, that very rarely, if ever, that he went to play golf there. Maybe he did. But I'm told that he once said to Tracy, he said, "Why would I play golf when I can spend my time with you?"
We remember in our prayers at this time the Lafferty family. We hold them in our hearts and hope they find strength and comfort during this very difficult time. Lord, hear us.
Hello, I'm grateful for all the people who have come here today. I'd just like to say a few words about my dad. He was a great man. He worked very hard and very long each day, whether it was around the house or at work. He had no shame, which I think is a great thing to not have. He wore a jacket with a huge paint stain on the side of it everywhere. He managed this by leaning on a wall which was still wet with paint. We were renovating a house in Fox Hills. He wore the jacket everywhere, to the shops, to the movies, and to the beach, everywhere really. I'd like to say thank you to all the people who have given and offered so many things. The emergency services too, who were there within 15 minutes, and also came to the wake to pay their respects during the past few days. I'd also like to say something which I have learned in the past week or so. I'd like to say that we should be grateful for your families, cherish them. Be grateful, because they won't be there forever, so use up the time you have wisely. Also, be grateful for your life, because that too will not last forever. But be grateful, for you will be able to rest after your hard work. Be grateful that God has given us this life and all the things in it, our families, our friends, our home, and this world that is awash with hope and love that God has given us. Thank you.
My God, what an inspiring and a brave young man. That's 12-year-old Hamish O'Flaherty speaking at the funeral of his daddy, James. And he's I'm so sorry. He's an incredible man, John, isn't he?
He brought a lot of people to tears today, Cormac. And I think his strength was just amazing, to be honest. And I am bowled over by the strength of everybody I meet here in Crieslea and this part of Donegal after the most difficult of days and even more days to come. And it was only right then that President Michael Higgins should visit today and meet with those people and just be with them. Tell them that I think the whole country is with them in spirit and solidarity. President Higgins spoke of his shock at hearing of the Crieslea explosion, but how amazed and proud he was to see the search and rescue efforts and the cooperation shown between community and authorities, both sides of the border, as this unfolded from the dreadful events of Friday afternoon at Lafferty's shop to the recovery efforts and the waiting and the not knowing what would happen. And sadly, then the recovery efforts that had to delivered the inevitable news, but importantly brought back those people to their loved ones for burial today and other days to come. And like Father John Joe Duffy, another amazingly strong and inspirational man I've met and spoke to many times in recent days, President Higgins echoed his words that we heard earlier, praising the example of the people of Crieslea, an example of solidarity after tragedy to the nation and beyond.
I think it's very important what is being revealed now in this response of the public, the response of the people of Crieslea, and the great example they're giving. They have a very heavy burden of grief to carry, and there isn't any point in saying that it is anything other than that. And I think that the way that they have come, they're holding together, is a great example, and I wish them, I very much hope, and I think it's very inspirational the way in which people, not just in Donegal, but all over Ireland, and indeed Donegal people abroad, have all been responding and being able to reveal their feelings and how their heart has been breaking together with the people who are directly members of the family. I don't underestimate when the funerals and all are over, it's very, very important that people build on these relationships of solidarity that have been built up. And I think being here and meeting the families, and I think what they're showing us is a great example, and will be a great help to others who will have burdens to carry.
And that's President Michael D. Higgins speaking in County Donegal this afternoon, ending John Cook's report from Crieslea.